sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Starting to settle in. We'll go ahead and start with three really deep breaths. Go ahead and inhale super, super deep. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. Extending out the exhale. And now take another super deep breath in. Retain the breath, and as you retain the breath, inhabit the whole body. And exhale. Then one last super deep breath in. Retain the breath. And now exhale. Okay. So go ahead and bring up some sort of inner conflict, something that is unresolved for you. Go ahead and take a minute to find that. Okay, good. So now there'll be at least two ends of this. There'll be at least two parts that have opposing positions around this dilemma or this indecision, this conflict. So go ahead and identify these two parts. If you can name these two parts, that's helpful. And it can even be just like one part and then the healthy adult self or the primary ego, whatever it is. And so now the part that, let's say, has the most energy, that feels most unresolved, go ahead and have it sit in a chair in front of you. And now you go ahead and take that posture. You sit in that chair. And now really give voice to that end of things. And also, this is important. This does not have to make logical sense. What matters is that it make emotional sense for this part. And really give it full permission to speak its truth. What does it need to say? And then have your healthy adult part really listen and hear this. Attune to this part. This perspective is entirely valid from its own perspective. Keep giving voice to that. You can also have your perfect nurturers there, attuning, listening, comforting. Keep giving voice. Keep going. And as you go, stay in the body, really feel the body. And have the perfect nurturers there comforting you. Give voice to the dilemma. What's unfinished? Now keep saying with this perspective. Keep giving voice to this. And then stay with this part. That's right. Keep going. Okay. Now, is there another part that we give voice to? Is there another side of the argument, so to speak? And now let's focus on that part and give that part voice. But again, let's take the pro-symptom position. Really allow for this perspective to be fully developed. Don't interrupt it. Really wanting to understand this other perspective. And have your best healthy adult self really understand what's being said, attuning to what's being said. Have the perfect nurturers comfort you as you go through this. And from this perspective, this is valid, of course, this makes sense. Of course, you see it this way. This makes perfect sense. Keep giving voice. And also wanting that, there's a desire that underlies this position or posture. And the desire is totally understandable. Keep giving voice. That's right, keep going. What's unfinished? What needs to be said? Good. Now inhabit the healthy adult mode. And imagine the healthy adult mode stands up and takes a very broad, contextualized view of the whole situation. Notice how the healthy adult mode can take in the fact that there is conflict. Allow the healthy adult mode to see that, oh, there is confusion here. It is not clear what to do. Anybody would be confused about this. It makes perfect sense. Just for another minute, really allow for all this confusion, all this conflict to just be there and not be resolved. Notice how you do have the capacity to be with this, even if it is unresolved. Okay. And now let's bring up the two parts that were in conflict earlier. And now let's have them dialogue. And again, each posture makes sense. Each part has its own logic. So go ahead and have these parts discuss, and the healthy adult self can kind of referee and hold it all in a container. Go ahead and do that now. What do the two parts need to say to each other? And then just to reiterate, it's okay to not come to a decision, but by appreciating all the diverse postures, all the diverse positions, a decision is easier to come to. So also allow for there to be space for a decision, but then there's no pressure around that either. And also really see how these two positions are valid in their own right. Very important to see that. Letting each part give voice and say what is unfinished. And then as that part is giving voice, be attuned with, be comforted, be seen and known. Of course you view it this way. Of course there's a part of you that sees it this way. And no, it doesn't matter if there's another part of you that sees it just the opposite way. It's totally fine. Okay. Now, have this sense that no matter what the decision is, that your perfect nurturers will support you. Have the perfect nurturers right now tell you that decisions are always made on incomplete information. The entire business of life is messy. And have them reinforce and show you in a way that's very real and compelling that they will always be with you no matter what the choice is. Go ahead and develop that scene right now. That's right, really taking that in. Now, also, there's a part that even objects to this promise of unconditional support. Give voice to that. Maybe there's a part that didn't experience much of this, that doesn't believe that. Give voice to that. Good, good. Now, here shortly we'll come to the end. But before we do, what is the corrective emotional experience? The emotionally corrective experience that is needed now. What would really help you? Take a minute to brainstorm that. What do I need? What is the unmet need? And now have the perfect nurturers come in and meet that need. And see how this is a delight for them to meet that need. Go ahead and do that now. Now feel into that. What is that like in the body and in the mind? That's right, really take that in. Okay, good. And now see your real adult life unfolding into the future. And then firstly, notice how indecision and internal conflict is okay. And notice how even with a little bit of internal conflict, you are totally able of managing your life. Go ahead and notice that. Notice how the perfect nurturers are there supporting you. But also notice how some of this conflict has been at least partially resolved in this meditation. And so therefore, feel into and know that you'll be moving through life with a little bit more of a consolidated, integrated sense of self. And now notice how it's a lot easier to connect with others and have the impact on the world that you desire with this more integrated, consolidated sense of self. Go ahead and see that now. Now feel into this. Feel into how you hold your head up high. Feel into the sense of security. You can go after what you want. What you want matters. Now make a deep impression of that. I count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.